I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Muslim Brotherhood didn't hide their anti-Christian agenda when they had control of Egypt. It's happening with the new president now. Ahmed, an advancing native mission-supported Egyptian Muslim background believer, says leaders believe in killing people of the Bible. Well, despite the opposition, Ahmed is telling Muslims about Jesus.
Islam is spirit of deception. God give us wisdom to destroy this spirit.
Pray for Ahmed and other native missionaries like him. Support A&M as they're supporting Christians like Ahmed. Receive free stories like these. Just sign up at our website. Next, I'm sure you understand it can be difficult to communicate and relate to your teens. Open Doors says Christian mothers in Egypt have the same problem, if not worse. The generational gap is even worse there because of the illiteracy rate of many mothers. While kids get an education, many moms don't and stick to religious tradition. Tensions rise, often causing their kids to run away. Go to our website, would you, to find out how Open Doors is helping heal these relationships. And have you ever had that aha moment about where God's leading you? This is how it was for Donald and Paige Carroll, missionaries with the Mission Society. They serve in Paraguay. One is a silversmith, the other is a teacher. Carroll Paige explains their mission field.
The church where we serve, in the areas that we serve, there seems to be a spiritual poverty. The people, they don't really understand what it means to have a relationship with Jesus and the freedom that it brings.
I'd like you to go to our website to read the remarkable story of God leading the couple to Paraguay. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7. It'll help you understand why. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 and leave a message, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.